Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, November 15. Coming up, Bank of Jamaica announces improvement in state of the economy, Tourism Ministry to sign major agreement with Airbnb, and Cabinet to consider proposal for district constables at Transport Center. The news in detail after the break.
This is my appeal, Jamaica. Give blood for it.
Give blood and give the gift of life. So safe you don't have to think twice. Do what you can for one another.
Yeah, man.
Be a hero, be a blood donor.
Yeah, yeah, me people, watch it.
Give blood.
For your sister and your brother, save the life of another. You might never know.
Give blood.
As you know, my life is of many people. One blood, the father says so.
One
sign out today. Be a blood donor. Many people. One blood.
Now the news. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, is projecting continued growth in Jamaica's economy over the short to medium term. Mr. Winter says Jamaica has experienced GDP growth over the past 7 quarters, and this trend is expected to continue, especially in light of an increase in key sectors such as agriculture.
Over the medium term, growth will strengthen against the background of recovery in key industries and higher foreign and domestic investments, reflected by strong FDI inflows and continued growth in credit to the private sector.
Mr. Winter notes that business loans expanded by 14% compared to 8.1% for the same period last year. The governor also highlights that several of Jamaica's macroeconomic indicators continue to trend in the right direction, noting that annual inflation slowed to 1.9% at the end of the July to September quarter, compared to 2.5% for the April to June quarter. Meanwhile, Central Bank Governor Brian Winter is maintaining that the Jamaican dollar is fairly valued at the current exchange rate of just over $129 against the United States currency. Speaking at the Bank of Jamaica's quarterly media briefing on Monday, the governor said this is based on economic assessments and actions in the market by the bank to ensure stability.
Inflation continues to track below 2%. At September 2016, annual inflation was 1.9%, falling from 2.5% at June 2016. Stability is good, but it's not an end in itself. What stability provides is the foundation for sustained economic growth and job creation.
Mr. Winter notes that most of the movement for 2016-17 occurred between April and May, after which the market returned to its usual trading patterns. He adds that the bank stands ready to sell foreign exchange to meet any shortfall that threatens economic stability. The Ministry of Tourism is set to sign a major agreement with Airbnb to augment and drive growth within the local industry. Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett made the announcement on Monday during a meeting with Airbnb executives at the ministry's New Kingston offices. Airbnb is a trusted community marketplace for people to list, discover, and book unique accommodations around the world online from a computer, mobile phone, or tablet. Minister Bartlett says he's optimistic about the potential impact the agreement will have on community tourism, adding that he's eager to finalize a memorandum of understanding to concretize the partnership. Meanwhile, Airbnb's executive with responsibility for public policy in Latin America and the Caribbean, Sean Sullivan, says the market for the service in Jamaica is rapidly growing and is extremely lucrative. He notes that the site accounts for 2,300 active hosts and 4,000 active listings in the past year from Jamaica. With a growing community of users, Airbnb is one of the easiest ways for people to monetize their extra space and showcase it to an audience of millions. And Cabinet is to consider a proposal to engage 25 district constables for the maintenance of public order, particularly at the Halfway Tree Transport Center. The proposal, developed by the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, will be taken to Cabinet by Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid.
Our minister has already received the proposal from the JCF and will be seeking approval for the engagement of 25 transport marshals or district constables to be placed on a full-time basis in the Halfway Tree Transport Center in the first instance, and then we look on the other transport areas.
Director of Safety and Security in Schools, Assistant Superintendent of Police, Coolidge Minto. He was addressing a recently held sensitization session on justice services at the Ministry of Justice. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.